I've been really impressed by everybody that I've met. Everybody's extremely friendly, extremely professional. I've been really impressed by the community side of things as well. We're a close-knit station. We're quite separated from other areas. And having that community spirit and everyone pitching in together has obviously benefits everybody here. On the Cyprus front, Cyprus is obviously a beautiful country. All of the Cypriots and the locals that I've met have been extremely friendly and warm and welcoming as well. And I'm really looking forward to going and exploring it now that it's warming up.
What do you hope to achieve while you're here in Cyprus and here at JSSU?
I want to continue to improve all of the great facilities that we've got here at INIC and take forward the work that's already started by my predecessor. I want to minimise the impacts of the changes that are going to be brought to the unit through SDSR and make sure that everyone can continue to have a really happy time here and to benefit from all of the excellent facilities that we've got and from the fact that a posting to Cyprus should be a fantastic opportunity for a family to spend time together.
You mentioned SDSR. Now, people are worried about cutbacks, changes to LOA and so on. Can you put people's minds at ease, or are you too worried about SDSR and what effect that's going to have on your role here as well?
I wouldn't say I was worried about it. I think it's a fact of life in the current financial climate that the MOD is going to have to look at how it can save money, along with every other public organisation. It's going to affect us in a number of ways. We are going to see a gradual reduction over the next couple of years in the number of people who are living here on the station. And I want to make sure that that we don't lose any of the facilities that we have got here so that those people who are going to be here can continue to have the same level of service and enjoy all the same perks and benefits of a life in Cyprus. I know that people on a personal front are worried. We're in the process now of going through each of the services and the civil service looking at redundancies, and that's always going to be difficult. I think the most important thing I can do is ensure that all the information that I have available to me is made available to everyone else. It isn't going to be easy necessarily for some people. It might be a relief for a lot of people when the lists come out and their names aren't on there. But we have to make sure that we look after every single individual and their families, because this could be a difficult time.
David, on a brighter note, so posting to Cyprus does allow for some extra time towards things like adventure training and personal development. Have you yourself got any plans in these areas while you're here?
Personally, I'm looking at cycling, which is something that I already did. I tended to be mountain biking before, but out here it's the road cycling that's the key thing.
And you, of course, you come to INIC with your young family. How are they settling in as well?
They're settling in really well. My wife, Michelle, is taking a career break to come out here so we can have some family time. And we've got a young daughter, Zoe, who's only 19 months old, but she loves it out here already. You can tell that the whole lifestyle is really suiting her. What I have been really impressed with is that we've been settling in because everybody's been so supportive. Everyone knows how difficult it is moving out to Cyprus, and it can be a bit of a shock to the system. But there is a huge amount of support, and the welfare teams and the youth services and the schools and things like that have all been fantastic. So we've been really impressed, and we're settling in very well.